In Defense of Cinema, an Initiation, aka an Antidote to AI Slop. Preface: The difference between seeing and watching. Cinema as an art form isn't just a coincidental transfixing effect achieved by the assemblage of random ingredients with the expectation of catching lightning in the bottle, though that has resulted occasionally. The repeatable brilliance of certain auteurs can only be attributed to a commitment they've displayed towards the investigation into the human condition, similar to intellectuals who have, before this medium arrived, recorded through works of scientific inquiry, metaphysical discourses, dreamlike paintings, and godlike prophecies. It's a highly distinguishable perspective that is arrived at only through the thorough distillation of ideas, down to their essences, and therefrom, formulating a style that is the result of careful curation, orchestration, and presentation of these disparate elements to impact the audience in a manner akin to sorcery. Through dreams and nightmares that feel our own, we are transplanted into other forms and lifetimes. Transcendent and sublime experiences nudge us into states where we are no longer able to return to who we were prior to this journey, often planting memories that live with us and shape who we are well beyond our immediate engagement with life. Though all works deemed deserving of this title are also classified as movies, not all movies should be confused as cinema. Even those works, so astute and evolved as to emulate the celebrated qualities of ageless narratives that survive generations and influence society, which are cinematic, but they fall short on several fronts and haven't earned that title. The majority, however, isn't even trying to be anything more than entertainment. Cheap thrills and titillation, gloss and spectacle, that's about the extent of what's available there. These may find popularity, earn big at the box office, but for certain, that doesn't prove there's anything much else here that humanity should crave or support. But sadly, in a capitalist society, quality and decency are not what's central to much of what governs choices. Cinema is a virtue that only the initiated attempt to attain, knowing well, similar to enlightenment, it's never guaranteed. And much of the journey will make one hyper-aware of the shortcomings and failings. And the best efforts may go unnoticed by a multitude that remains fixated to hedonism and escapism. But the pursuit of the sublime must not be ceded to the lethargic obsessions of heathens. Cinema must be pursued and every so often manifested to acquaint us with truths that are undeniable, even when the masses lack the vocabulary, deservedness, and readiness to be enlightened. Another thing I wish to establish through the writing of this book is my role over the past decade as an explorer of the outer regions, where the transformation that's upon us had already started to cause ripples and several harbingers surfaced along the way. I started my engagement with the medium early in life and was never wholly out of its spell, whether it was a period of fascination with its grandeur or rawness.